Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Welcome to the Lady Gang. You're about to listen to our podcast, but there is so much more our community has to offer. Follow us at the Lady Gang, join our secret Facebook group, shop our clothing line, books, and find out when we're going to be in your city at theladygang.com. We're so excited you're here. Enjoy the show.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lady Gang Quickie. I am Becca here with Jack and Kelty. And for the 40th time since the Lady Gang has started, Kelty tried to kick off the episode herself because she likes to do everyone else's jobs.
I'm a doer. I'm a giver. I'm a friend. I noticed that everyone was tired. So I was like, you know, let me just be the person. I do want to mention that we are the most pathetic group ever. The three of us
speak
are
for yourself.
Wearing,
I know. What are you talking about?
Lady Gang merch right now. Every single one of us.
Well, in my defense, my stuff has still not arrived from Los Angeles. So all I have here is what I had in Vancouver and the Lady Gang merch that you guys just sent me. So
can we take a picture? Hold yours up.
In my defense, our merch is fucking awesome. So
anyway, it's great. And it is great merch. And I feel like we crushed it. It's all
Why
I
wouldn't
wear.
We wear it? You know, it's free clothes for us. Might
it's
as
true.
Well.
It's true. Okay, well, Kelty, we have a really exciting...
I got something in my teeth.
She's picking her teeth with like a wrapper of a granola bar.
As if you haven't done that.
That's the... I mean, I do that all the time because it's like, why buy floss?
I can't live without floss. Oh my God.
Just the paper things around you.
Okay, we have an exciting, very exciting episode.
I love this. And I just want to shout out Becca because she did say that I do everyone's jobs. This is your idea, Becca.
Yeah, I'm
this
full
is your
of
show.
Ideas.
You produce this.
Wow.
I produce this show. So everyone, props to me. I can usually do one thing well once, like one try. So like, don't ask me to produce another show. It'll be bad. I have beginner's luck, if you will.
Beginner's it's a one luck. And done kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, we're really excited because today's episode is called What's Your Aura? And it's a partnership with this radical company that Chris Knight, well, we all got them, but Chris Knight and Kelty Knight are really into this. Aura is the company behind the smart ring that delivers personalized sleep and overall health insights that help you go into each day feeling rested and ready. So basically helps you know why you feel the way you feel 24 hours a day. Mm. I've got the ring on right now. It's on my middle finger. It's really chic. Once every minute, the Aura ring measures your body temperature because fluctuations in skin temperature can be a key signal in monitoring menstrual cycles, forecasting fertility, and detecting illnesses when symptoms arise. With personalized health metrics summarized into three simple scores, readiness, sleep, activity, you'll be sure to start living your best life. Plus, they come in two styles and four colors, silver, black, stealth, which is like matte black, and limited edition heritage gold Aura ring. Visit AuraRing.com to learn more and get yours today. Now, my Aura ring. So Chris has the stealth black, which is very cute. Mm. I got the gold. And I just want to point out that my friend who's fancy was like, oh my God, did you get the Bottega Veneta gold ring off?
Oh my God.
Because that's what like these like big gold bands are like very in style right now. So that's kind of what it looks like. But what's been cool about the ring so far, I just wanted to tell you is so Chris and I both got them. And we're pretty horrible sleepers. I don't know if you guys have had this experience, but he's been tracking deep sleep. And by changing, like by tracking his deep sleep, it was like it started at like 20 minutes and now he's up to an hour and 20 minutes. And your deep sleep is like allegedly your most important sleep. So mm-hmm. by tracking it, he's like changed the way he's eaten dinner earlier. He's less caffeine earlier in the day. Like he's doing more of a bedtime routine and he's completely changed. And it was like a goal of his to get more deep sleep. And now he got them, which is really, really, really radical. And I don't know. What do you think, Bex?
I love mine. I started wearing mine in Vancouver and it's been really funny to see how shitty I slept in Vancouver versus how restful my sleep is here in Austin. And it's probably because I was stressed out. I was like up all night long. I did notice that being on my phone before I go to bed causes 1,000% more times of me waking up in the middle of the night.
It's just, you know, it's a thing that science has been telling us, but we never believed it.
I needed proof. And it lies in the ring on my finger. And it was almost like you couldn't have written it better. It was shocking that the days that I charged my phone in another room and went to bed and got in bed, did my rest, my like wind down or whatever. And I didn't have my phone 3 inches from my face scrolling Instagram until midnight. Big, big difference in my sleep. But I was shocked. I didn't realize how few hours of REM you get every night.
I know.
Yeah.
And how few hours of like a deep sleep that you get every night.
Well, wait, let's compare. What was your REM? What was your REM last night? I had 2 hours and 30 minutes of REM.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
I felt like that was good. And an hour and 29 of deep sleep. But I also slept 9 hours and 26 minutes. Like, who do I think I am?
That's insane.
You actually slept that amount? It's been the most shocking thing at just realizing how much of a gram I am. I know this is it's like so ridiculous to be like, oh my God, I'm like biohacking my life. But I like look at my sleep and I was like, oh my God, I sleep 10 hours. This is why I was so unhappy when I was getting 4 hours of sleep.
That is so bonkers to me. I actually have a funny story about the Oura Ring, like a little funny anecdote. So, Afton, my friend, she got the Oura Ring. And this was like a couple months ago. She got it because she's like trying to like get back in shape and like all this kind of stuff. And I'm not kidding you, the way that she talked about it, it's like when you're in your 30s and you're an adult, you're either talking about the Oura Ring or you're talking about an air fryer. And there is no other conversation to be had when you're our age than both of those things. So when they came on as a sponsor, I was so freaking stoked because I already knew every little thing about it because Afton wouldn't shut up about it. So I'm like, okay, this is like adulthood for sure, tracking your sleep. That's what we've come to.
It's
true.
Here we are. So today's episode of the podcast is all about like hacking our lives and our best rituals and getting our auras. And then we're going to take an aura quiz and we're going to figure out what color our aura is. And so best tips before bed, Becca already said it. Like, what's your secret? Jack, I know you have the most trouble with sleep. So what's like,
she also has the most jacked up regimen.
I think this is the problem.
This might be the problem, but it's almost like I kind of have OCD tendencies before I go to sleep. And I find calmness through the things that I do, but they're all the wrong things to do. So I literally am on my phone scrolling through the Bachelor subreddit while watching Curb Your Enthusiasm on my iPad. But I'm too scared to get rid of those two things because I think I'm just going to be anxious as hell before I go to sleep.
I have an idea for you. Just eliminate the phone because I don't know I actually noticed that if I watch TV before bed, I don't have as much interrupted sleep. It's the phone because the phone is so close to your face. I think just eliminate the phone, put it in another room, charge it in another room because that's the key for me. I have to keep my phone charger in another room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or else you'll keep checking it.
Also, you are a big red wine drinker before bed and
not anymore. Not anymore.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
No,
because the sugar in the wine allegedly wakes you up like after you've fallen asleep.
Yeah, I've cut that habit.
Have you ever tried to read a book before bed?
Yes, I did in the beginning of quarantine because I was like, you know what? Maybe this is the time that I pick back up reading. And it lasted for a couple weeks and then it fell off the map. I am a better sleeper than I used to be. I can actually fall asleep because I have found the right medication to help me, but I now grind my teeth and I wake up in terrible pain every single night. So I was waking up, you know, every probably 30 minutes, but that's just life.
That sounds really relaxing.
It's really fun.
Really great. Okay. Yeah.
No REM sleep for me.
I love REM. A good REM.
Like a band.
And I'm listening to REM in my REM sleep.
Shiny, happy people. What is your best ritual for a workout?
Just put my clothes on.
Well, I like this because this is...
That's true, though. That's true. The hardest part of working out is getting dressed.
Well, the Oura Ring gave me like a real dose of my own medicine of tracking. Because, you know, I track my workouts in my Bujo. And you can add a workout. Like when your heart rate starts going, the ring starts noticing, right? It's like a fitness tracker. And I was doing my Obey workouts. And then it'll pop up and it'll be like, did you just do an 18-minute workout? And I'm like, no, bitch, it was 28 minutes. But my heart rate wasn't going hard
enough. Oh, my God.
So I'm like, this ring is giving me a true serum. I did not work out enough. It's so
well, funny. That's my problem too, is I don't like a high impact workout. I love a very low impact. My heart rate is probably not even going up at all. So
it's okay. I like that it tells me how much walking, like, I like to
love a step.
I love a step.
What's your best ritual for sex?
Ritual for sex.
Like, how do you get ready?
Take a shower.
Are you supposed to get ready for sex?
Do you shower before and after?
I don't.
I mean, it depends. It totally depends. I like to take a shower before I get in bed usually.
Yeah, me too.
To just cleanse the day.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty clean. And then, normally, let's be serious. We're married and sex is not necessarily a sweaty, you know... romp in the hay every time. So sometimes you can just, you know, do it.
Go to bed.
Snooze.
Jack?
I mean, if I like a daytime sex, my ritual for a nighttime sex would be a few glasses of wine or else I'm far too tired to get anything moving. But no ritual. I'm just more of a spontaneous type of a gal when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
Mm, what about you, Kelsey?
I mean, I like to be ready, like... Okay, I agree I agree with Becca. Like,
stay
if you're
ready.
Just going to have sex, I mean, I don't stay ready. That's for sure. I'm have to like do a whole day of spa. But I would say like for a quick romp, sure. But like there are times that I like how we were talking with sex with Emily about like women can get turned on instantly. Yeah. They have to like have a little processing. So I like to like get ready, get the house warm, get an outfit.
You're very temperature specific with your sex. You cannot have sex in the cold, Kelty.
I am so temperature specific. It's very important. The heat needs to be on. I need to have a fuzzy sock.
Like, ew.
A
sock during sex, Kelty.
But what if it's a beautiful sock?
There's no such thing as a beautiful sock.
There is no such thing as a beautiful sock. Socks are gross and feet are disgusting.
This is it.
So my next question for you for what's your aura is, have you ever, you know, the aura is this, the light around you, the energy. Yes. Have you ever felt your aura? You know, sometimes it pops up in a picture and you'll be like, oh my God, look, your aura. Or like, I had a crazy aura experience, which is why I'm asking, because I'm leading into a story.
Go
about
ahead, Kelsey. Yeah, she asked the question to talk about herself. Go
no,
for
but
it.
I'm asking you first. Have you ever had it? Well, maybe this will lead you into something. So I had this crazy experience. I think I've talked about it before, but I'm going to bring it back up. So I had two experiences. My first one was after I had my car accident. I was at Golden Door, which is like a spa thing, and I did an energy healing. And she lays you on the table. This is when I started really believing in the energies of us and not so much, because I've always been like, that's not real. Like, yoga's stupid. Like, I can't meditate. I'm just a hard person. So you lay on this table and then she does this energy healing. And I was sitting on this table and there's like some spa music, I guess. She's not saying anything to me. And she's kind of like just moving her hands around. And I start to feel like as if my whole aura, like all of the molecules in my body were coming from my toes and my fingers and my brain, and they were collecting behind my rib cage like a bowling ball is what it felt like.
Oh.
They were collecting behind my rib cage like a bowling ball. Like it was, it was very close to that feeling you have before you orgasm. I'm not going to lie. There was a similarity of like where it all kind of like contracts like before that release, but it wasn't sexual. Like I wasn't turned on, obviously. And so I felt like this bowling ball was behind my chest. And then I literally, this sounds so crazy, but it felt like she lifted me off the table, like I was hovering above my own body. And as if she like went into my rib cage, scooped out this bowling ball of my aura, and then like released it. Wow. Does that sound bananas?
No.
No.
I like that. Did you feel relief after?
Yes. And so she said that when you have a head-on collision, because you see the car coming, that your body tenses up and then all of that fear, like this is so hidey-tidy, but like all that fear allegedly lives in your muscles and the water in your body and stuff. And so you like can do an energy healing to like release it, which is what allegedly happened. But it was weird. It was like being part of a psychic because I didn't tell her about the car accident before the healing.
Right.
Did like you use the term Heidi Tidy?
I think so. Is that something?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think that's a saying at all.
I think
Then Heidi Tidy. Okay. Then I had this other aura experience last year when I did the sound healing.
Tell me about your dream.
I know. This is what it feels like.
Yeah.
It does. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you about my aura because
this is a quickie, Kelty.
You know what? I'm going to talk about my aura experience. It'll be very fast. So okay. Kelty doesn't have to talk about her second aura experience. So when I was like going through some mental health stuff when I was in my early 20s, I was like desperate for any type of a fix. So I went to a Reiki healer.
Yes.
And, you know, with the Reiki, it's like they don't touch you. They're just moving your hands around your body, like moving your energy around,
That's like what I had. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I believe in it, but whatever. But what I did see during my Reiki experience is a very, very lucid memory of being a pirate on a pirate ship, finding all of this treasure. And all in yellow. And so I told the lady afterwards, I was like, wow, I had this really, it was so descriptive and distinct. And she's like, you know, that's tapping into your past life. I'm like, I was a pirate.
Oh my God.
That was my only horror experience. And the yellow chakra is like your stomach chakra. So it had something to do with like panic attacks and something like that. But that's the only thing I can remember of the same kind of thing.
Well, when we come back, we're going to color our auras.
This is Heather Dubrow from Heather Dubrow's World, and I have an exciting giveaway for you. 5 lucky people will win a gift bag valued at over $500, including a pair of designer sunglasses, some special Dubrow merch, and a handwritten note from me. To enter, go to Apple Podcasts, subscribe to my show if you haven't already, and leave a 5-star review. That's all you have to do. I'm going to select 5 lucky people to get the gift bag. Include your Instagram handle so we can contact you. Winners are going to be announced on my show on May 6th. Good luck.
The Lady Gang.
Okay, so we're back. So before the break, Jack was talking about that she's a yellow aura, which is happiness, hope, and deceit. And there's a couple colors. So the aura or human energy has a field. It says it's like it's a color energy for human body or an animal. So red is passion, love, anger. Orange is energy, happiness, vitality. Yellow, happiness, hope, deceit. Green, new beginnings, abundance, and nature. What would you say you are? And then we're going to take the BuzzFeed quiz because that's so scientific and find out exactly what we are.
Why isn't there like a purple or a blue?
There probably is, but just
those are all too like positive for me to actually have in my aura.
I felt like I was connected maybe to the orange, but I don't remember what it was.
Okay, I'm yellow.
It was like energy or something like that.
I felt the orange. I'll go with green. Abundance in nature sounds good to me.
Okay, cool.
All right, so we're going to open up the quiz. We're going to take it together. So here's the first question.
And we'll link this quiz somewhere so everybody else can take it too.
So you're going to agree or disagree, and we're going to say our answers on the podcast. Here we go. I feel more comfortable living in a big city than a small town. I agree.
Agree.
Next question. Being successful means having a lot of money. I agree.
Agree.
We're monsters.
That's the only measure of success.
I tend to have vivid dreams that I can remember the next day.
Agree.
Wow. Are we going to be the same aura? That's going to be weird. I rely on my gut instinct when it comes to making tough decisions.
Agree.
Neutral Becca? For me.
Neutral. I agree. I've experienced deja vu quite a few times in my life.
Agree.
Doesn't everybody? It's just like a, it's like a mess up in your brain.
When it comes to love, I'm usually the one who makes the first move.
Disagree.
Ooh, I agree. I'm a doer. We're going to fall in love tonight. I have a bad temper, but I don't hold grudges.
Disagree.
Agree.
Well, what if you have a not a bad temper and you don't hold grudges?
That would be disagree.
Okay.
I thrive off having a daily routine.
Disagree.
Neutral.
I feel like I need to leave this at neutral too. I used to think I needed a daily routine, and now that I'm freeballing, I'm feeling really good about myself.
You don't have to put it all the way over. You can. It's like a percentage scale.
Oh shit.
Okay. I would consider myself to be an imaginative person. Strongly disagree.
Agree.
Agree.
I don't like being in the spotlight.
Agree.
Disagree.
Disagree. I have problems falling asleep at night. Disagree.
Oh my God. Hard agree.
Becca?
Disagree.
I've noticed that I pick up on patterns that most people miss.
What does that even mean?
Like when you're at a store and the apples are like in perfect symmetry with each other and they're making a beautiful checkerboard of colored apples, like you pick up on that. Do you pick up on that?
Yes.
Disagree.
I'd rather work with my hands. I'd rather work it with my hands all day instead of sitting at a desk.
Agree.
I'd rather work with my hands. No, I like to sit at a desk. What do I say? I'd rather work with my hands all day. No, I don't like to work.
Disagree.
Oh, disagree. Okay. I've forged strong connections with animals throughout my life. Hard agree.
Hard agree for me.
Yes.
If I had the chance to find out what my future holds, I'd want to know. Agree. Hard agree.
Disagree for me.
I'm going to do like a little bit of an agree. I don't really know.
Okay. So that's the end. Are you guys going to push? I'm done.
I got Violet.
I got Violet too. See,
I got
you
Violet
didn't
too.
You didn't even tell us what Violet was.
All right,
it
read
embodies
it out, Becca.
Creativity and imagination. Your biggest strength is your intuition. So much so that sometimes you might feel like it borders on psychic abilities.
No.
You see the best in everyone around you. False. Not only can you find the silver lining, but you can make it visible to others who might have clouded vision. You have a tendency to get lost in your own mind, so make sure to connect with things outside of yourself, such as nature and animals, as often as possible.
So that was the opposite of what you thought, Becca. No nature and animals in your life.
No, I did. I said nature.
No, I know, but this is basically like, don't forget to connect with nature because you're so in your head.
Yeah, but I am connecting. Look at Orly. She's sleeping in this closet with me on the floor.
Oh,
that's Orly.
I can't believe we all got the same aura.
Hi, what are you doing?
I know. I think everybody needs to take this and see if there's only one answer.
It's the BuzzFeed, the aura test, but not spelled like our ring. It's spelled A-U-R-A. Our ring is spelled O-U-R-A.
Yes, exactly. Well, listen, Aura is here. They are sponsoring this podcast, and we're so excited to tell you about the ring. So, Lady Gang, we want to know what your aura is. We're going to post the quiz. Take it. Is there like an expert out there in the Lady Gang about auras? Like, I really want to know about the energy fields of our lives and how to like, do I need more crystals? Do we need Spencer Pratt to come back? Like, how can we get Jack to sleep? How can we get Becca to be around animals? Like, I really think there's like a happiness that we need to get onto.
I literally moved to Texas. Okay.
How do we get Becca outside within nature?
I have more nature in my yard than either of you bitches.
I had a coyote in my yard yesterday.
On the ocean.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
anyway.
We don't need to know our aura colors because we know our auras, or shall we say our readiness scores, from our aura rings. And I feel like when my readiness is high, my aura is high.
Woo! Exactly. Yes. And if you're like me and you struggle with what to get your husband as a gift, or if you're someone that's had like a smartwatch for a while and you're like kind of sick of the unfashionable way that it kind of looks with your stack, this is a perfect opportunity to get a great gift, a great Mother's Day gift, Father's Day gift. Visit AuraRing.com to learn more and get yours today. It's really, 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 really cool. I'm so excited they came on to sponsor the podcast. I think you're going to love it.
Whoop, whoop.
Yay.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Will Sterling, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.